Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Thanks to Raycon for supporting Skim. With Raycons, you get the same quality audio as other premium audio brands, but at half the price. Go to buyraycon.com/skim to get 15% off your order today. Did you hear that? Hi, welcome to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And that's my Dr. Pepper Dark Berry Zero Sugar, as given to me as a gift by Jim Jensen, a local listener who's the nicest dude ever. And today should be the day that his wife, Robin, is recovering from her surgery. So we just want to shout out to them. I know they listen to the show. We hope Robin's feeling way better.
Yep.
I forgot what she was having done, but it was some hernadial thing.
You should probably stop now.
Why?
I don't know if she wants everyone to know what's going on.
I'm working on my...
that's her...
It's my medical talk. Doing
well,
what
hopefully
I can.
She's feeling better.
I hope so too, because then when she's feeling better, perhaps you could give her... one of the cans from all the berries you've been canning. Wait.
I've been making jam.
She's making jam. Yeah. And some
I've been jamming in the kitchen.
She's been jamming. She's got all these Chinese glass bottles.
What are you talking about?
I think they're cheap because one broke on me and cut my hand.
That might be a user error.
You think?
I haven't had it happen at all.
I opened it up.
Where else?
I took the lid off.
I think that
I
may have been a weak jar, but that can happen anywhere. It's a glass, and it goes in a storage room until we use it, and so...
Why does it always happen to me, though?
Well...
Are you sure they're not cheap and crappy?
Again, user error, possibly.
3 cents a bottle or whatever. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Kim's canning like crazy because your dad is just a green-thumbed weirdo and has got, like, grapes, berries of all kinds, vegetables, just
peaches,
stuff falling
yeah.
off. So you guys go out there during the summer months and a few different picking sessions,
mm-hmm.
right?
Because
he's not going to eat it all or use it all. So Kim brings it back. She made a bunch of cans. So tell them what kind, because they all tasted good so far.
So I've made 4 different kinds now. I made blackberry jalapeno.
Yeah.
I've made seedless blackberry, just plain.
Just plain. No sugar added?
Yes, there is sugar.
Oh, how much?
Sorry, there's sugar.
It's okay.
I tried using your monk fruit sweetener stuff. It kind of solidified and it got really grainy in there. So I'm just using regular. You just can't eat very much.
No, that's fine. Jam isn't really a problem unless I'm eating the bottom of it.
I made pepper jelly. So anybody that likes to eat pepper jelly on top of... cream cheese with crackers. It was insanely good.
I thought that was store-bought last night until you told me.
Yeah,
that's how good it was.
That.
It was really
that.
Good. Yeah. I made this.
I made this. And then I made some tomato Tabasco jam today. Or, sorry, it's jelly.
Now, that's going to sound weird, but when you have this stuff with, like, some cornbread...
Yep. It's
unbelievable
really
good. It's
so
like...
it's kind of sweet and salty at the same time, because it has... And then it has a little kick at the end.
Yeah, it's like sweet. Immediately it's sweet. Then it's a little bit of like, oh, tomato-y. And then it's there's this kick at the end. It's like a three-stage rocket.
Yeah.
And
but that's my own recipe, so I don't actually can that. I just put it in the refrigerator because we will eat it all.
Yeah, we'll eat it all.
First of all, but I don't have a good canning recipe. So if anyone has one out there, please send it to me.
Yeah. Do you guys have a good canning recipe?
That's Cannibal that makes it so that it can be shelf stable.
Cannibal.
Cannibal.
Is that a word?
Canable.
Canable? Because cannibal means something very different. We're eating people over here. But anyway, it's all good. I've only been like dipping a spoon and stuff and tasting it. I haven't really tried it, except I guess last
everything.
Night. It was great. We had friends over, so Kim had that and then a whole meal. We'll get to that later because I do want to talk about your stew when we get to talk about foodie stuff. But yeah, we all went to town on those crackers, like rice crackers and this goo you made.
This pepper jelly on top of cream cheese. You just kind of dip it all together and put it on crackers. The rice crackers, actually, those were almond crackers. So they were those nut things.
Oh, really like those. That's still good. I like all those kind of fake cracker things that aren't like just wheat or, you know, white flour.
They're not just Keebler elves making them.
Yeah. Yeah, those are good. And you get them from anywhere, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess it doesn't matter what brand those are. Mm-hmm. But the rice ones I like. I like the almond ones. And there's one other kind.
There was a whole grain one that we had last night with it. It was really good.
Oh, and I like just good old-fashioned Triscuits sometimes.
You like your Triscuits. I do love like the triangle ones.
Yeah, the little ones.
So good.
Not those honking square ones, but the little triangle ones. Dip those in anything, anytime, anywhere. So good.
There you go.
I would tell you that carrot sticks are good with your freaking jam stuff, except I can't tell you that because the thing broke and cut my hand, so I didn't get to try it.
Well, again,
it's in that garbage can right there.
User error.
Festering.
Because I haven't had that happen.
By the time Tuesday rolls around, that's going to be a stinky can. Because it's full of your...
You might want to take out your garbage, sir.
And that bled so bad, it actually dripped on my keyboard. It's like dripping all over the place. And still see a hole. Look, I got a hole. Look at my hole. Kim, look at my hole. Anyway, so that's been fun. And you've been doing that despite the fact that there's a ton of heat, and like everyone's in the middle of a heat wave, and that means that the kitchen's been boiling hot with canning.
It's been hot.
Yeah. You're all right with that, though? Because you enjoy it.
You kind of have to use it when you get it.
Yeah.
It's all fresh veggies. There's no preservatives going on, so.
That's true.
Kind of have to use it when you get it.
And those were your dad's tomatoes?
If we ever build a house, I've decided I'm going to make a separate little, like, where they make the she sheds, you know?
What's a she shed?
It's like a separate little shed.
Oh, they're trying to be like man cave.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right. But I would do a canning kitchen in one.
A canning kitchen.
So you never heat up the house.
It would
be nice.
It's not a bad idea. Because then you're doing it. That's a little like, I don't know.
I don't think we'll ever build a house. But if we did, I would make a canning kitchen in it. That's separate. It doesn't heat up your entire main floor with canning. Because you cook it.
Yeah.
You're, you know, preparing it forever, which just makes you sweaty and hot. And then you're cooking it, and then you're canning it. So you're just steaming up the whole kitchen.
If we ever move again, which is doubtful, but if we did, we do like where we are. But if we moved again for some reason, I just want to, I don't need to build it. I just need somebody who built a house to be open everywhere. And not been all like, well, we need to have four bedrooms and blocking the doors off. And blah, blah. I don't want all the traditional.
You don't want doors on your bedrooms?
I want a bedroom with doors.
Yeah.
And then
he doesn't want bathroom doors.
We're going to be we're basically empty nesters. We don't need a bunch of extra rooms. So
well,
if people come visit,
different.
Just lay out some freaking sleeping
mats
bags
in the living room. Yeah. No one's going to want to come stay with you.
I just think there's too many rooms. People have their little sewing room, and then that's next to the den.
That is usually because kids move out and they turn their bedrooms into those rooms.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I know, but I like open space. I'm a big fan of like just there's a kitchen, a living room, a TV room. All of it's just one big
could
giant
you do it
space
in a tiny house. It sounds like the same thing.
You could just less walls.
You really no one can stay with you.
It doesn't have to be a big house. I'm not even looking for that because I don't want to manage a big house anyway.
We have that now. We have a huge living room that's open space.
Yeah, that's true. I do like that. I like that about where we are. I just wish. I guess we've done that down here. Yeah, you know what? We're all right.
We did exactly that.
I do want to I want to put a big window at the end of my studio that sees out into the living room there. I think that'd be cool.
This will be a real pain in the butt whenever you're in here and we're trying to watch a movie out there.
Yeah. I don't know. Some of my ugly.
You get distracted and start watching the movie.
Some of my dumb dreams I'll just let die. It's fine. But I've had some ideas, you know. Like I wanted a ball pit. Not a ball pit, a foam pit that's built into my own house. I wanted my own foam pit for my whole life. I wanted
technically
that.
You could do that. See, this room we're in, your studio, is directly below our bedroom.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, we could cut a hole and drop.
Just cut a hole, drop in, just do a pit in here and just fill it with foam.
Yeah.
Then you wouldn't have a studio.
An HOA can't say a thing. Kim says the HOA can't control your insides. They can only do your outsides. Right?
It sounds like your guts.
Yeah.
Can't control your insides.
Hey, that's what I'm going to say to the next HOA agent. I say, I'm going to go, hey, and he'll say what? And I'll say, look at my hole. And then, and then there's nothing you can do about it. You already took my money. What else you want?
Okay.
Anyway, it's been really hot. Hot.
Really hot.
Too hot.
Although, first thing in the morning.
It was nice this morning.
We took a walk. It was 64 degrees.
Partly because
walking around the lake.
It was partly because it rained last night. That's why.
Oh, it was just great.
Yeah. We didn't see a lot of other dogs on that walk, but we saw people.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like, you know, my whole thing with no one's nice anymore, just to strangers. I feel like that's lifting a little. People seem a little more, a little less automatically caustic in public situations. I don't know why.
I haven't seen a lot of that.
No, but I just, I don't know. I get a good sense for stuff like this. And right now it feels like we're ebbing toward.
Everyone's exhausting to be a little nicer.
I think it's exhausting being mad and irritated all the time. That's exhausting.
We're in a very exhausting and irritating situation that you can't control. And I feel like that is rubbing everyone the wrong way. Because everyone, whatever side you're on, whatever, you know, stance you take, you feel like, why can't everyone else feel the same way? I think that's just hard for everybody.
Yeah, that's just good old-fashioned tribalism. But my point is, I feel like the cross-tribe niceties are maybe coming back a little
bit. That's good.
Just a little. Because at the end of the day, old lady slips.
We all have to live in the same place.
If an old lady slips on the ice, nobody on any side of any ideology wants to see her suffer.
No.
We all want to run over there and help her.
Everyone's going to help.
We're going to help the old lady on the ice. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Well, never mind. I won't get into it.
I know where you were going with that. Stop.
Never mind.
Right now.
Also, Kim's super hooked on a new British TV show called, what is it? Hey, it's the 60s and we're investigating stuff.
Now I can't remember now that you've said that.
what's it called? You not remember?
I don't remember.
You like it though.
It's
set in the 30s or 40s.
No, it's like the 60s.
50s, 60s.
Just all over
the place. Just keep going. It's newish though. Right? It's not an old show.
I think so.
I don't remember. It wasn't made in the 60s.
You should have asked me before we started this.
I know. I forgot the name of it. I just know that we have a lot of listeners who share in your British freaking detective business. They like it.
Yeah, it's a police show.
I like it.
British
it's fine.
British police show. It's really awesome.
You got to get around.
You
I keep hearing.
Ask me when I'm watching it.
So well, I'll
can
ask
tell
you.
Tell you what the name of it is.
I'll ask you a question. let me ask you this though.
Okay.
I'm a little surprised that you haven't watched Slow Horses yet, which is an Apple TV Plus production. And it's about MI5 and the whole like spy stuff and all that over in the UK. But it's like it's all the agents who were knocked down a bunch of pegs because they got in trouble or screwed up or had major mistakes. So they're all in this group that gets thrown like these crappy cases. And the show's called Slow Horses. It's got, oh my gosh, my brain, what's his name? Freaking Gary Oldman is the main guy. He's great.
I haven't heard about this.
It's brand new. It's like just came out.
That's why I haven't heard about this.
Is out there.
Cause I'm in the middle of something else.
It's all very British. You'd love it. It's like right up your, I kept saying hole earlier. I'm not trying to say it in here. It's up your chute.
Gosh.
No, not up your chute. It's up your alley's the word I'm looking for. Gosh, dang it.
Okay.
Anyway, that's a thing. So you
right
should check that
canoe.
Out. Up your canoe. Jeez. Anyway, so there's that.
Okay, we'll check that out.
Now, as we hurtle ever closer to our 30th anniversary.
Mm-hmm. We're hurtling?
Oh, yeah. It feels like it. Time is so weird for me right now.
Okay.
Like this week just started and it's freaking Thursday afternoon.
Well, that happens.
I don't get it.
You still get, just like everyone else, 24 hours a day.
I don't want to change it, though. I mean, what's the word? I don't want to change it. I want to change how I perceive it.
Okay.
How about that?
You're going to have to do more personal
Like what, meditation? Things.
Yeah, kind of.
Like sit around
going. Slow you down a little bit and go, okay, I'm going to walk the dog now and you can. I feel like a lot of the time goes by because we get so busy. Even when we're doing the things that keep us from feeling busy.
Yeah.
When you're out walking the dog, you're on your phone if you stop. You know what I mean? You're taking up that time with things, but not necessarily important things.
No, that's true. Like when my idea of getting away is like I'll finish the morning show and I've got like an hour before something else. I'll go outside and sit in the mm-hmm. on the, what's that called?
The patio.
The patio. in one of those cool chairs that are made out of milk jugs. And it's not as weird as it sounds. They're just recycled. And they're awesome. We love them. Anyway, I'll go out there and sit there. Dog will be on my lap.
But you're on your phone.
I'll watch TikTok or something. Yeah, but I'm just having fun. I'm not like
right, doom scrolling. Right, but I feel like, I get that. But I feel like when you sit there and do TikTok for 40 minutes, let's say, because mm-hmm. you had an hour.
Yeah.
By the time you get done, nothing except watching these videos has happened.
Yeah.
And your time's just gone.
But isn't that okay? Sometimes
it is okay. It's totally okay.
Just go
okay.
burn 40 minutes.
But that's why you're feeling like, where did the time go?
But when I was a kid, I perceived it properly. I knew when I was, there were times when I was definitely bored and things took forever.
Yes, because you had to wait for Dukes of Hazzard to be on.
Like a week.
On a Friday night.
A week used to be unbearable to wait for anything.
Yeah.
And when you did get to like summer vacation, that 2-3 months felt like it a million feel years. Like
the longest time.
It was great. And I mm-hmm. loved it. But really, I look at it now and it's nothing. 2 months, nothing. It's over. Done. It's You're true. Out. I don't
School's
know. Something I got to work
week.
On. I gotta,
for a lot
is
of
it
kids.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're sending some stuff to a teacher in New York. I hope we get it to him in time. Did I send you that address?
No, you didn't.
I'll send it to you now. Right when we're done here. I have it. I have all this stuff.
We are hoping makes it in time. I mean, it'll make it in time no matter what.
It's yeah, because they're going to use it ongoing. Yeah, it's not like
it's a fun project this teacher wants to do. Can't yeah. remember his name.
Don't either, but I'm happy to help.
It's in New York, and it's super cool that
love teachers, asked. Love kids. Let's love do it. Let's make it happen. All right, real quick, a shout out to our friends at Raycon, because I love them. All right, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately while I'm out with the dog, and that's kind of been my big jam. And it's been great. And the reason is it's been great is because, well, I use my Raycon wireless earbuds to do it. They are my go-tos, and I don't really need anything else after I got those. They kind of made everything else seem kind of dumb. I hate to say it, but we're teaming up with Raycon. And if you go to go to buyraycon.com, that's buyraycon.com/skim, and save 15% on your order. So here's the deal. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. Carter got a pair even because of this. She loves hers. They have optimized gel tips. They fit in your ear just perfectly. They're so comfortable, they're not going to pop out. And I say that as someone who has a history of things popping out of his ears, both organic and electronic. All right? Trust me, though, that's a big part of these. Raycons also offer 3 sound profiles to match what you're listening to. So that's good. Also, noise isolation, awareness mode. So you can choose, you know, to be as immersed as you want to be. So if Kim's poking at you from behind going, hey, I need you to take the garbage out, you can hear it, right? Not ignore it. And then she'll be less mad. I don't know why I'm using an example.
I don't know why either.
Yeah, I'm just asking for it here. Anyway, I really, really like them. They're lightweight. They're easy to use. The battery life's insane. They give you 8 hours of playtime, 32-hour battery life in total. I feel like I never charge them. I do, but it doesn't feel like it. So when you need to charge, it's really easy to do it. And it's also can be done wirelessly if you prefer. So that's a big selling point for me. With Raycon, you get the same quality audio as premium audio brands, but you get this at half the price. Yes, that is correct. You didn't hear me wrong. Half the price. That doesn't mean they won't last, though. Mine's perfect. I've heard stories about people in their Raycons where it's like, oh no, they fell in the tub, pulled them out, they work still. Warm in the rain, pull them out, they work still. You know, lots of banging them around. Oh shoot, I dropped them. They fell down the steps. Do they work? Yes, they still work. They're durable. All right. You should still be careful with stuff you buy, but they're durable. And I like that about them. Anyway, Raycon's awesome. Love them, love them, love them. The noise isolation and the awareness mode, I think, is my favorite feature because, I don't know, I kind of just get to choose what I want to hear and when I want to hear it. And that gives me reason to think that I know what I'm doing, even though I may not. Anyway, go to buyraycon.com/skim today. Get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/skim to score 15% off. One more time, buyraycon.com/skim. All right, Kim.
Yes.
Email time.
Cool.
Let's start with this one. These all came to skimshow@gmail.com. Crystal wrote in. Wonder what her method is. Just kidding. I'm on a roll today. Hi, Scott and Kim. My first question is for Kim. Okay, it's for
you. All right, here we go.
I will be having, I almost read heaping. I will be having hip surgery at the end of the month and will be on crutches for about 4 weeks. I'm trying to prepare easy/freezer meals to use afterwards while I recover. I was wondering if Kim had any suggestions for meals that are easy to make ahead of time or don't require too much standing to make. I have, or I can't have cow's milk, so no cheese or cream soups. Okay, so answer that, and then I'll get to the second question. So what do you think of that?
Okay. Figure out what your favorite meals are first.
Yeah.
Figure out what you like that doesn't have the things you can't have.
Like what, like you want to...
Like everyday food is what I mean. Like I was making a beef stew this week.
Yeah, but can she make that so it's easy to deal with later?
Like, yes, because you can freeze it.
You can freeze it and mm-hmm. and like Ziploc meal sizes, right? Yeah,
get all the air out and make it exactly the size you need, whether it's for you or your whole family.
Yeah.
If it is for your whole family, I would suggest getting some of the aluminum containers
yeah.
that you can reheat things in and then throw them away and not have to stand, do dishes, things like that.
That's true. Yeah. And you can get, can't you get some really cheap
yeah, versions they're just of regular grocery store aluminum.
Aluminum,
like they're 9x13s. If you need a bigger one, smaller ones.
Okay.
But it'll make it nicer not to have to do the dishes.
And it's cheap.
Yeah.
Okay.
So figure out your favorite meals and then make them. If you're making them now while you're prepping for that, double your recipe and make it twice at the same time.
And then you should be able to just, in most cases, heat it up if it's a heatable thing.
Yeah. Soups are really nice.
Unzip it neat. Just go. Okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully that helps answer your question. The second question is for both of us. It says, my surgery is in Salt Lake City, and since we live a couple hours away, my husband and I will be spending the night. Where should we go to eat, especially places that have a good selection of non-dairy options?
There's a lot of good vegan restaurants in Salt Lake.
There are.
Which is really nice, especially I could have done some research here.
But you can get a lot of really great food with non-dairy options at lots of places.
Yes.
Like we always recommend the red iguana because the red iguana is red?
Yes. It's a Mexican though. It's a lot of cheese sometimes, depending on what
depending on what you order.
What you like.
But it's the best Mexican. It's almost the best Mexican I've ever had anywhere.
Yeah.
Now I haven't been to parts of Texas where I would probably get schooled, but it's so good. Really, really authentic stuff. But if you're looking for like, what's that sushi place we like downtown?
Takashi.
Takashi is very good. And you're not going to have a lot of dairy there.
Right. That's true. I didn't know we had this question. I would have checked ahead of time.
Ava's Bakery.
Ava's has. That's not for dinner, though. They only open till like 2.
Oh, that's true. They do just
They do have a place called Eva's, which is the sister company that does dinner. But you usually have to make reservations.
Yeah, that's true.
Very good. And lots of... vegetarian.
What's that? The dirty toast or something? Or the what's that called?
I doubt it's called the dirty toast.
You had me go there once.
Okay.
And it was really good. And they had a huge selection and it felt just.
This still isn't narrowing down.
It's not helping. It isn't helping, is it?
We have a lot of really great taco places in Salt Lake.
Yeah. And you can, you know, your mileage may vary on the cheese and all that. Oh, my brain's dead. There's so many places. There's so many great places to eat downtown.
Basically, if you find the kind of food you like, they will probably, you can usually check the menu ahead of time and see what you like. But you really can't, I mean, there's just a lot of really good restaurants in Salt Lake.
Yeah. Yeah. Just poke around. You'd be surprised.
Sorry, I should have
briefed Kim on this email.
On that one.
Well, you know what? We'll take this email. Here's what we'll do. We'll take this email. We'll disseminate this some this next week, and we'll have some better answers.
There you go.
Here's the final question. My last question is for Scott. I think you've mentioned having anxiety issues. Are there things you do to help with anxiety? Are there things you do to help with anxiety keeping you up at night, or when it keeps me up at night? Yes. So exercise always helps. Mm-hmm. If I go, even if it's just a good hard walk around the lake or, you know, 40 minute walk, whatever, somewhere.
With someone about to have hip surgery, that's not really an option.
Yeah.
But
that's a good point.
Whether it's yoga or anything else that's kind of a more strenuous workout.
Physical activity is always something that helps me. And for those who aren't aware of this, I've dealt with like panic attacks and anxiety issues since I was a little kid. So it's not anything new for me. More pronounced as I got older, but these days I always know what it is. I know when it is and what it is. Like if I'm having a panic attack, I can always tell. And so in those cases, it's usually a lot of breathing. It doesn't hurt to, you know, squeeze Kim's hand and she'll kind of get the idea. Oh, he's having one of his things, mm-hmm. but we usually work through them and it's fine. So relaxation, which sounds counter to the physical activity, but they both help me. And if you can do both, that's great.
Yeah. You haven't in a while, but you use yoga for this.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Cause it does do both of those things.
Yep. Hot shower always helps, mm-hmm. especially before bed. And,
I think turning everything off.
I was going to say warm glass of milk helps me, but she can't do the milk. You can't do the dairy.
A tea. But, tea would be fine.
Yeah. Also reading a book. Chills me out.
I think that chills you out a lot more mm-hmm. than on your phone, because when you get on your phone, sometimes things get you more.
Yeah, it reminds me of a million things.
Whether it's agitated
after
or just
done.
Excited yeah. or whatever it is, you're just kind of, your brain's going too fast.
Yeah, and absolutely.
You can't fall asleep.
And I'll just say this, don't ever feel bad or anything about, you know, experiencing more anxiety than the average person, because it's way more common than you think. People see me and don't know I could have a full blown panic attack and you wouldn't know it looking at me because I hide it, you know.
That's true.
So there are more people with these problems than you think, and you know, never feel ashamed by it. She says, love the show. Can't wait to read your parenting book when you guys finish it in 5 years. And Crystal, I know, we kept talking about that. And then I was waiting. I remember my whole thing. It was like, well, when Nick gets out of high school, we'll know that all the buns have cooked.
Gone. And,
but you know what, what I learned? It's not over.
No, it's not.
We're still parent every day in some form, right?
Whether it's just they call and ask questions and you're still
or they have advice or they're doing something dumb and yeah. you want to tell them they're doing it dumb or whatever, right?
You can do that less and less though as they get older.
Yeah, I guess so. And then the new little ones come, like Van's here now. We got Phoebe in 2 months.
Yeah.
That jacks up the whole thing. You're going to have new kids to explain that you can't don't put that in the dog's mouth. Don't flush that toilet more than once. You know, like, I don't know, man. It's a cyclical experience, but we'll see if we ever get around to it. Bruce wrote in and says, hey, Scott and Kim, listening to episode 101 of Skim, which was last episode. Scott talks about loving the dog coming on to the bed and licking his face and being all happy, etc. Oh, another great anxiety fight. Anti-anxiety method is that little dog licking your face.
Animals, yeah, for you.
I freaking love it. says, this was just after listening to Film Sack, another great Frog Pants production that all Skim listeners should subscribe to, he says. Not me.
Nice.
I'm not touting my own shows. This guy is.
Good
and
job.
I appreciate that, Bruce. Says, where Scott talked about his weekly gross out moment, which was a woman licking some dude's face. So, is it okay to have a dog lick faces but not other humans? The answer is yes, 100% yes. And it's already been proven multiple times, including a full episode of Mythbusters, where they test the saliva bacterium
in a
of dogs
mouth.
And humans. Mm-hmm. Humans far outweighed the dogs in terms of like bacterial growth. In fact, they look at these petri dishes like 4 days later, the dog one's still nothing. And the human one is this overflowing nightmare of hell.
Gross.
So 100% dogs. Versus humans. They just have a better, don't they have some natural thing in their?
I think so.
That kills, it's like a natural antibiotic or something.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
I can't remember the specifics, but anyway, totally, totally fine. Then he says, on a connected note, how would you feel about Kim licking your face, Scott? Or would Kim's lick, or would you lick Kim's face? Neither.
No, thank you.
That's both weird. That's weird.
That's what Van says. No, thank you. I don't like it.
Yeah, no, thank you. I don't like it. We're not doing any of that. That's weird. That's weird. I just think faces, for some reason, it's an off limit zone. You don't get to lick anyone's face, especially someone you don't know. Now, dogs, first of all, they don't care. Second of all, I'm not letting them like lick my mouth or anything weird. But he's up there licking my ear, and she'll lick my neck, and it's funny, and I giggle, and it's great. I never once go, ew, gross, the dog licked me. But if a giant, I don't know, Doberman came slopping up and licked me right into my mouth and, you know, got his tongue half down my throat. Well, yeah, gross. Now maybe we got a problem.
Yeah.
But I like when, like, even Ripley, who's a huge Weimaraner, she'll lick me up the side of the head. No problem. It's not a problem.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. These are important questions, he says. We agree. Bruce, thank you for sending those in.
These are important questions, but Van has decided that sometimes he wants to pretend he's a dog. He goes, I'm a dog. And then he'll come up and lick your face.
Yeah, he'll lick your face.
You're like, oh, and we're my always gosh, like,
Van,
stop.
Don't do that ever again. Really gross. Don't do it. He thinks it's hilarious, but what are you going to do? Josh wrote in, Scott and Kim, love the show. Longtime listener here to TMS as well. I've lived in a small town in Oklahoma all my life, and I want to move out west. My mom passed away last year from COVID, and I am with my dad right now helping him out. I have a lot of family in California, and my question is, how is living in Utah? I've been to Lake Powell a few times in the past. I think living in Utah seems like a good fit for me, at least in a state nearby, such as Colorado or something. Anyway, love the show. Keep up the good work. Stay groovy. Well, if you listen to me for all the years I've been on the air,
You have always lived Utah. In Utah.
And I love it here. I really do. I love it
here. I've lived in other places. Well, only one other place, Mississippi. And I prefer it here.
Yeah.
I love it. I love the city. It's not too big, not too daunting.
Right.
Great restaurants. The mountains are absolutely gorgeous. We have great lakes and places to play.
Canyons,
lakes. You kind of have everything here. And
down
I love
south,
it.
You get all that red rock, awesome stuff. Like, I want to retire in the southern part of the state at some point. We'll see if that ever happens. But just
it's hot enough here.
In
now.
Some ways, it's like, because up here, up north, or here in Salt Lake City, you're going to get all four seasons. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean all the hotels. I mean all the seasons represent. You get a really nice spring with flowers and the bees and the whatnot. And then you got your summer, which is hot and dry.
But you also, everything grows here.
Everything grows. Mm-hmm. So you get all your stuff, except for palm trees. They don't grow. Although you can get down to St. George, they do. Anyway, and then you get your winter, your fall. Beautiful fall colors. It's like New England here in the fall. It's crazy.
Up in the mountains.
And the mountains all turn orange and red and yellow. It's insane. And then winter comes and you get snow and they're skiing. You literally get storybook seasons in Utah. But if you really like the hot, you can go down to St. George and you're kind of a desert rat.
It doesn't snow very often there.
Very rarely. It's 110 degrees in the summer and 72 in the winter, although it can get a little colder there, but.
Chillier, but not snow like here.
Yeah. And you're only an hour outside of Vegas. So that's kind of fun.
We'd love to have you here.
Yeah. Utah's awesome. I really, truly love it. Like, a lot of people, I actually encourage this. I like that people think there's a bunch of stereotypes about it. I'm fine with people being put off and not wanting to come because I like it for myself. I don't want, I don't want California prices. And there's a lot of California people moving here right now because they're getting away from fires and other issues and they're coming here and they're going, wow, this place exists. I'm like, oh, please think we're weird again and go home. Anyway, Josh, if you do, let us know. We'd love to know and maybe see you sometime. Damien, finally, our final email from Damien. So we got a lot of emails this week. Damien, Spawn of Satan, says, hey, Kim and Scott with a 1T. I was listening to episode 101 and you're wondering how you avoided COVID-19 for so long while everyone around you got it. Says, I am the same. A lot of people in my inner circle had it, but not me or my wife. Neither did my parents. Common thing among us, we still wear masks. We still avoid big crowds and we still use hand sanitizers a lot. My dad takes immunosuppressants as medication for his condition. So he's at high risk to get hit harder by COVID. And due to that, we've been extra careful for the entire 3 years. Sad part of his story or of this story is not many people still care about the virus here in Poland. I'm even getting verbally harassed by strangers for just wearing a mask and minding my own business. It's always nice to hear this isn't just America.
Oh, gosh,
as much as I hate that, though. I hate that. I'm glad it isn't just here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
It makes me less.
That happens everywhere. And it's very frustrating because you're like, dude, I'm keeping myself safe. Back off.
Yeah. And those around you is the important thing. But anyway, so it's great to hear that there are others like us. And I heard about Kim still using masks. I applaud that attitude wholeheartedly. Thank you so much. Love the show, Damien. Well, Damien, not truly the spawn of Satan. I mean, Well, A, people who harass other people for that are just horrendous human beings and probably should, you know, pee on an electric fence or something. I don't know what they should do. But you know, in our case, yeah, we've been careful. We're not like shut-ins.
Every time we still use masks when we go out. We have avoided large crowds.
And before people send emails in going, well, the hand sanitizer is a waste because it's been proven that COVID is only airborne and there's nothing to do with surfaces or hand stuff. We know.
I just feel better using it.
Yeah, I'm actually happy to see the uptick because you know what I'd also like not to have? Other flus and other bugs and a stomach bug for no reason in the middle of the week and junk like that. We haven't gotten sick around here. These things have helped us stay healthier.
Yeah.
And therefore those around us. Why I don't, yes, what I don't understand is we go to my mom's house or something where all, you know, other dummies show up that aren't careful and somehow we've avoided it and they're all getting it. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know how we've avoided that.
All you can do is what works for you. And that is what works for us. Still using masks, avoiding crowds, staying kind of away from people that are choosing. It's your choice. Fine if you don't get vaccinated, if it's your choice. But mine is to be vaccinated, and I'm going to avoid those people.
Yeah. Especially I'm not going to go any concerts. I'm not going to go to
we haven't done any of that.
No. And you may miss that because you like that crap. I already didn't like concerts. I liked them in high school. I don't like them now.
I don't like crowds, them now anymore at all.
The parking.
Seeing the people in a big crowd panic a little.
Take the COVID out of it entirely. What fun are you actually having? Like, oh, this band's playing worse than they do on their record. I can listen to the CD.
I really enjoy concerts. You need to let it go.
Boy, that guy can't sing without some help on the computer, can he?
But if you take away COVID in a different sense of if you're still using hand sanitizer, even if we weren't dealing with this, I had hand sanitizer in my bag when I went to the store and touched door handles and stuff. And that's kept me from getting colds, flus.
Yeah.
All of that.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Yeah, I agree. Totally worth it. Plus, you're all greasy when you leave the break or something. You're like, I just had this greasy hamburger. Oh, yeah. Kim carries the stuff that's like way better than me waiting to get home. Like, it's great. So, yeah, just, you know, a few things like that. The Asians know what's up. They've been doing this for a long time.
People are harassing you.
Yeah, that's bull crap, dude. Screw those guys.
I told Carter the other day, I go to the store and I'll wear my mask and I'll maybe see one other person in a mask. Whatever. Your choice. I'm not going to harass you. Please don't harass me.
Yeah, good luck.
But I think that my purple mohawk right now, like kind of a faux hawk, it's kind of distracting. People are like, I'm not talking to her.
Yeah, she looks like
I'm not
going
to give her time. I'll kill me.
Beat the F out of him.
No.
It's a little intimidating.
It's a little intimidating, yeah. And I appreciate that people who would harass me seem to be intimidated. I'm okay with that.
Those who aren't are usually complimenting you on your cool hair. So. Works out pretty good. Well, there you go, Damien. Hopefully that shed some light on our thoughts. And if you get any more crap in public, tell them I said stop it. I'm sure that'll help. All right.
Scott said stop it.
Foodie of the week this week goes to the stew Kim made. She made a homemade stew that had brisket. Was it a brisket?
It was a beef stew.
Was it a brisket originally?
It was just a roast. Just a roast. Cut up.
She cut up a roast. It was really good is the reason I'm asking. It was like super tender and...
It was just a regular pot roast that I cut into small pieces and cooked it separately. But then, the fun part was that all the vegetables, or most of them, were out of my dad's garden. So
the carrots.
The carrots, potatoes.
Which look like
celery.
Freaking wild ass looking weird carrots. Yeah, they were good though.
The tomatoes were from there.
Yep. What else?
The celery though is so
theirs?
Good.
That's
that
your
was
dance?
From that, yeah.
I always worry, celery gets so much dirt in it. How do you get all the dirt out?
Wash it.
Yeah, but how do you get it all? You know what I mean?
I got it all. Trust me. Okay. I can't. If it had dirt in it, I would lose my mind.
You don't even like talking about it.
No.
Right now, her mouth is doing a funny thing right now. You guys don't know it. But she's actually separating
together.
Her teeth from them from each other now.
When I talk about sand
it'll be like
food,
this for the rest of the day.
I can't put my teeth together.
or an eggshell. You don't like that either.
No, it's the same problem.
Yeah. Well, anyway, there were no grains of sand in it.
No.
And we had people over, and it was this big boiling pot.
We just had a couple of friends. It sounds like we had a party.
We had two people over.
We had
two close friends over. And it was so good. I had to go back for, I think, seconds and a halfs. I didn't do full thirds, but it was so good.
We had it with my mom's homemade sourdough bread.
Yeah. No regrets.
It was perfect.
Yeah. Very it was really, really good. So well done on that.
Thank you.
And if anyone out there needs the recipe, what would you tell them? It's probably pretty simple. You just dump everything in there, right?
I don't have recipes. That's the problem.
Yeah, why don't you? You never make recipes.
No.
She just wings it.
I just kind of wing it.
Yeah.
Onions.
Trying to think
how
we could.
Onions and garlic, and you just a little bit of oil, and you start with that, and put all your vegetables in with some beef broth.
Is it beef? That's what I was going to ask. Beef stock stuff.
Beef stock, and then I fried up the meat in a separate pan, and then dump that in there.
If I had any complaint, but it's because I'm addicted to meat.
It needed more beef.
I wanted more beef, but it was okay.
There was almost a piece per bite, so don't even go there.
It was like a
Scott
bowl.
Scott wants more. He wants 50% beef in the entire stew.
I want 50% beef in every meal, and I know that's not good for me ultimately.
No, it's not.
But I do love it.
Which is why you don't get it.
I like turkey.
We like to see you around for a while.
More turkey.
More turkey.
Can we do more turkey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You keep me around for more turkey. Anyway, it's really good. The jelly's really good. I think you should make recipes for all this stuff. If I can convince her to do it, we'll stick them in the Discord or something. We keep promising to get you on there, and we don't do it. Why?
We don't do it?
This is, again,
you haven't set it up.
This feels like 2 seconds ago we had the conversation, but I know it's been a month.
Yeah.
Because time sucks. Also, literally sucks.
I'm not the one that needs to set it up. You know I don't do this stuff.
I know.
I spend my time in the kitchen.
That is true. That is true. Well, spend your time in the kitchen, everybody at home, and figure it out on your own is what we're saying. That's it for the show. Anything else that we didn't talk about you want to mention? I don't know what they're...
I'm cooking some really awesome meatballs right now in the oven.
Oh.
For meatball subs this weekend. So
yes.
I'm prepping for my meals this weekend.
More meat.
More meat.
Mm-hmm. More meat. And then I think we talked about it on the previous episode, but Carter going to Iceland for a couple of months. Yeah, for her art residency. Very excited for her.
I can't go visit her. I'm going to go in a summer.
Yeah.
And let her show me around because
it's way cheaper than
winter's so expensive to get there.
Yeah, it's really bad. I guess I assume it's because of the holidays. Everybody wants to go to Iceland.
I mean, it's beautiful. And November is the time to see the Northern Lights.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm thinking that's probably why. And that's fine.
I assume we fly.
I'll find something fun to do for my 50th birthday.
If you were to fly there, like, and if you get a direct flight, would you just go?
There's no direct flight.
There aren't any?
Mm-mm.
Do you go to New York?
Either go to New York or Seattle.
Seattle. Oh, wait, Seattle. That's the other way, though.
But it's.
I mean, the Earth is round, so you just go up over a bit. That's interesting. I would have thought Canada for some reason. Like northeastern tip of Canada, and then you're just a hop and a jump over.
But I don't know if there's an airport on the northeastern tip of Canada.
Oh.
That's why New York. And a lot of the flights were New York, London, Iceland.
So oh, really?
Going further and then coming in. Yeah, it was kind of all over the place. So
I don't like that one at all. All right. Well, we'll do it in the summer when things aren't stupid.
When she can show me around and when she knows where everything is.
There you have it. Well, thank you all for listening. Do not forget, if you'd like to support this show, you can do it at patreon.com/frogpants. It's a monthly Patreon that covers all kinds of extra stuff. And this show is in that category. So if you'd like to do that, you can. It's super easy and simple. And it goes a long way. Even a buck a month would help.
Really,
so
really appreciate it.
We really do. patreon.com/frogpants. Frogpants.com/skim is our website, and skimshow@gmail.com for those emails. Keep those coming. They're a huge part of the show each and every time. I think that's it. Thanks, honey.
All right, then.
I'm going to go eat more of your stew.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.